This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you could improve in any of these areas I just mentioned, stay with us. Because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own transformed study kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Change Your Life by Changing Your Mind.
Our theme for 50 Days of Transformation is Romans 12, verse 2. And this week, I want us to look at it in the New Living Translation. There on your outline, it says this: Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. We've memorized it in by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind is the way that NIV puts it. The New Living Translation says by changing the way you think. Now let me sum up what I want to say this weekend in one sentence. God is far more interested in changing your mind than in changing your circumstances. We want God to change our circumstances. We want him to take away all the problems, all the pain, all the sorrow, all the suffering, all the sickness, all the sadness. And God says, yeah, I know that's important, but really more important than that is what's happening in you. And I'm far more interested in changing your mind before we change your circumstance. Because nothing happens in your life until you get the renewing of your mind. No transformation takes place. No change takes place in your mind or in your life until your thoughts begin to change. Now, why is it so important that I learn how to manage my mind? We've looked at physical health. We've looked at spiritual health. This weekend, I want us to look at mental health. How do I have a healthy mind? And why is it important that I manage my thought life? Let me give you three reasons. You might write these down. Number one, because my thoughts control my life. My thoughts control my life. Every single action always begins as a thought. If you don't think it, you don't do it. Now that's both good and bad. If you don't think it, you don't do it. If it's a good thought, then you're gonna do good. If it's a bad thought, you're gonna do bad. But my thoughts control my life. Proverbs 4:23 in today's English version says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped. Circle that word shaped. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. People say, well, I was just thinking it. Well, you don't realize how important a thought is. The Bible says the power of your mind, the power of your thoughts has tremendous ability to shape your life for good or for bad. And if you accept the thought, if growing up somebody said to you, you're worthless, you're no good, you don't matter, you're ugly, you're uncoordinated, if you accepted that fact, whether it was right or wrong, it shaped your life. We're always interested in our feelings, and we're going to look at feelings next week when we looked at emotional health. But your feelings don't shape your life. Your beliefs do. And it doesn't even have to be true. If you believe it, it's going to shape your life. And a lot of you were taught things as a kid about you that just weren't true. And years later, you're still acting on false information. Be transformed by changing the way you think, because my thoughts control my life, both good and bad. Number two, I need to manage my mind because my mind is the battleground for sin. It's where I win or lose the battle. In fact, all temptation happens in the mind. We think temptation is something out there, something external, something that happens that we see out there and say, oh, that's tempting to me. It wouldn't tempt you if there wasn't a corollary desire inside you. All temptation happens in your mind, between your ears. And as a result, sin happens in your mind. It happens between your ears. When we talk about the sins of pride, or lust, or bitterness, or hatred, or anger, or fear, or resentment, or envy, or worry. Where are those things? They're all in your mind. If you can learn how to manage your mind, you've learned how to manage your life. This is where the battleground is. Paul in Romans chapter 7 is very articulate in explaining how we've all felt in this battle that pulls us many different directions in our mind. Paul says this, Romans 7, 22 and 23, I love to do God's will so far as my new nature is concerned, but, and it's always a big but, okay, but there's something else deep within me that is at war with my mind and wins the fight and makes me a slave to the sin within me. In my mind, I want to be God's servant, but instead I find myself still enslaved to sin. And we can all identify that. I want you to circle some words in that passage. War. Circle the word war, the word fight, the word slave, the word enslaved. What's he saying? He's saying there's a battle in your brain. It's one of the reasons why you get mentally fatigued, because there's a battle in your brain and it's going on 24 hours a day. Sometimes you're conscious of that battle and sometimes you're unconscious of that battle. But it's going on in your life. And the reason why that battle in your brain is going on, it's debilitating, is because it's so intense. And the reason why it's so intense is because your brain, your mind, is your greatest asset. Satan wants to control your mind. The world wants to control your mind. And there's a battle for the way you think. Why? Because whatever gets your attention gets you. So I need to manage my mind because my thoughts control my life and because my mind is the battleground for sin and temptation. Number three, because it's the key to peace and life or happiness. Because managing my mind is actually the key to peace and the key to happiness. If you learn what we're going to talk about this weekend and you begin to apply it in your life, your peace of mind will go up dramatically, and so will your happiness, and so will your understanding and enjoyment of life. An unmanaged mind leads to tension. A managed mind leads to tranquility. An unmanaged mind leads to pressure. A managed mind leads to peace. An unmanaged mind leads to conflict and chaos. A managed mind leads to confidence. An unmanaged mind leads to stress. If you don't manage your thoughts, you just let them go all over the place. You don't ever even try to control your mind and the way you direct your thoughts. You're going to have enormous amount of stress in your life. But a managed mind leads to strength and leads to security and leads to serenity. The Bible says it like this in Romans 8, 6. If your sinful nature controls your mind, there is death. Well, by the way, what is death? It's the opposite of life. You're not really living. But if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, there is life and peace. I want us to look at three choices that you must make on a daily basis in order to have a healthy mind. A lot of people don't realize that you can control your thoughts. A lot of people, my thoughts are uncontrollable. No, you think they're uncontrollable, but you can control your thoughts. In fact, nobody else can. Satan can't control your thoughts. He can suggest he'd like to, but he can't control your thoughts. Only you can control your thoughts. And God isn't going to control your thoughts. I mean, you don't need to pray. If you're having bad thoughts, you're having scary thoughts, you're having guilty thoughts, you're having lonely thoughts, you're having depressed and discouraged thoughts, it doesn't really help to say, God, change my thoughts. God's going to say, it's your mind. You do it. You know, all you have to do is click the channel changer. You don't have to be thinking about what you're thinking about right now. Nobody's holding the gun to your head. You could do it. You could make that change. Your thoughts are highly controllable. If I want to have a healthy mind, I want to break free from all of those bad patterns of the way I've been thinking, what I need to do is make some choices. And the Bible says there are three choices for a healthy mind. I have to feed my mind, I have to free my mind, and I have to focus my mind. Let's look at these three things. They're all choices, and you have to choose them, not just once in your lifetime, but on a moment-by-moment basis. All right, let's look at what the Bible says. Number one, if I want to have a healthy mind, I must feed my mind with truth. I must feed my mind with the truth. Now, we all know the importance of nutrition. Good food and good calories cause you to be better, to be stronger, to be healthier, to have more energy. Bad calories, bad junk food, things that don't do good harm your body. The same is true in your thought life. I must feed my mind, not with junk, not with poison, but with truth. Jesus said it like this: you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. One time I was given the privilege of lecturing at Oxford University, and actually at Cambridge also, in the same month in England. And while I was there, I was invited to go to a meeting of Oxford Analytica. This is a group you've never heard of, but it has enormous influence in the world. Every day at about 5:30, 6 a.m., the leading scholars of Oxford gather in a room to get reports from all around the world on what's happened in the last 24 hours. They then discuss these things, everything from crop prices in China to unrest in the Middle East to the weather on the East Coast and all kinds of things like this. And then they make a decision about what needs to be said about it. And then they say, who's the best person in the world who knows the most about this? And they send a note to that person, they email that person. By 11 o'clock that morning, a report has been given. And then that report, the Oxford Analytical report, is paid for by groups like the United States CIA, the Soviet Union, or now the Republic of Russia, China, world leaders, major corporations. They all look to Oxford Analytica to get their daily report, and they pay big bucks for this information. And I got to sit in on one of the meetings. They invited me to watch what was happening. It was about 20 people sitting in a room early in the morning. And Oxford Analytica was founded on the idea that the best leaders make the best decisions when they have the best information. And even if you are a good leader, if you don't have the best information, you're going to make a bad decision. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you got to have the best information to make the best decision. And that whole purpose was to get the best information on the world situation in the last 24 hours. Well, you're not Oxford Analytica, but you need the best information to live the best life that God wants you to live. And that information is right here in the Word of God. It's called the truth. The Bible says in Matthew 4:4, people need more than bread for their life. They must feed on every word of God. The Bible is our soul food. It's our owner's manual for life. Now, when should I feed my mind truth? I mean, when should I do this? And the answer is all the time, throughout the day, morning, noon, and night. You know, they tell you that the best way to eat is to eat just little every couple hours rather than to eat big meals and then go long hours without eating. But to eat constantly, just kind of nibble your way through the day, eating the right food keeps your blood sugar level and all things like that. Same is true with truth. If you're constantly thinking about truth, it's going to renew your mind. It's going to change your mind. Let me give you some examples of this. Here's David. Here's three verses from David. Psalm 119, 147. I rise early to cry out for help. That's prayer. And to put my hope in your words. That's Bible study. Circle the word hope. He says, I start every morning talking to you, I cry out in prayer, and listening to you, I read your word. And he says, I look for the hope in your word. There are over 7,000 promises in this book, 7,000 of them. If you want to have your mind renewed, become a promise person. Begin to learn, memorize, think on those. If you feel pretty hopeless about your situation, you're not spending enough time in the promises of God, because they're there. He says, I start my day with hope. Are you starting your day with hope or with despair? He says, I start it there. And then the next verse, he says, Lord, how I love your word. I think about it all day long. You might circle that. And in Psalm 16, verse 7, he says, even in the darkest of night, your teachings fill my mind. So he's saying, early in the morning, all through the day, and even late at night, I'm thinking about God's truth. That's why David is called a man after God's own heart. Let me just give you one example of how serious David was about filling his mind with the truth of God's word. I told you last week that he spent a large part of his life running for his life because the king that he was going to replace in Israel wanted to kill him. Saul wanted him dead. And so David actually had to run and be a fugitive for many, many years, living in caves and moving from place to place and never knowing, am I going to wake up and be killed the next day? And there were people who were actually trying to kill him. I doubt that's ever happened to you. Psalm 119, 95, he says, when wicked people hide to ambush and kill me, I quietly keep my mind on your decrees. Wow. I quietly keep my mind on your decrees. Now, if somebody was trying to kill you, would you be thinking about the word of God? Kind of doubt it. You'd probably be calling the police. You'd be running. You'd be bolting the door. Everything. David says, I don't care what's going on in my life. Morning, noon, night, people trying to kill me. I have one thing I do. I keep my mind on the truth. You do that in a crisis? That's called managing your mind. I have to feed my mind daily on truth. Number two, I have to free my mind from destructive thoughts. That's the second thing I need to do. Free my mind from destructive thoughts. Your mind needs to be liberated. Your mind needs to be delivered. Your mind needs to be released, because you are a prisoner of your own thoughts. And you're a prisoner of things that people have told you that simply weren't true. And as I said earlier, doesn't matter if it's true or not. If you believed it, it's affected your life. You may have been told you were clumsy, and maybe you weren't clumsy at all. But if you believed it, you're clumsy. And you see yourself that way because you always act in accordance with the way you see yourself. Now he says, I've got to free my mind from destructive thoughts. Now that isn't easy. And the reason it is easy is because you got three enemies, and those three enemies are trying to team tackle you and keep you from having your mind liberated. These are the things that keep you from fulfilling all your good intentions. You know all those good intentions about things you'd like to change in your life? I'm going to change this, I'm going to change that, and I'm going to change this, and I'm going to change that, and it never, never happens. Why? Because you have three enemies in your mind that are battling in your brain to keep you from doing the things all your best intentions would like to do, all your good resolutions, things like that. And they're not going to give up ground easily. You're going to have to fight to free your mind. What are the enemies? Let's write them down. Number one, the first enemy is my old nature. My old nature.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, you know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a vegan leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. These video sessions can be used independently or with a small group of friends. This kit will help uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. We'll send you the Transform Study Kit as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. To get your copy of this great resource, go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you about an exciting new opportunity.
Hey, everybody. I've got some really big news I want to tell you about. Our Daily Hope app has been completely redesigned, and it's available now. I want you to get this Daily Hope app. What we did is we listened to all your feedback, and we installed all the improvements that you suggested and asked for. The devotional is now easier to read. It's got a darker font. The option to increase the font size is there. We've made it easy to share this devotional with other people. You can even broadcast it right from your phone. It's really cool. To get the app on your iPhone, visit the iTunes App Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. To get the app for an Android device, visit the Google Play Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, the official Daily Hope app has our yellow and blue sunburst logo. You're familiar with that. Our app is a convenient way to get your daily dose of Daily Hope. I want you to get this app today. So download the app now and get started.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.